You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is The Bigger Picture and I'm Meera Siva. So one of the most difficult aspects of being a caregiver for someone with autism, whether a child or an adult, is the inability to understand what it's really like for him or her. Now, autism is a condition that can be isolating for the person who has it. And autism symptoms are tough to understand from the outside. What is the life of a caregiver and what is it like caring for a child with autism? Joining me today is blogger Nolaila Matahiru, who has a son who is autistic and who also suffers from ADHD. Welcome to the show, Laila.
Thank you, Meera.
It's a wonderful,
very long and informative introduction.
Yeah. It's wonderful to have you on. You're a big fan of The Bigger Picture, aren't you?
Of course, since the year 2009.
Okay. Now, Laila, when did you find out that your son was autistic?
It was 5 years ago. Actually, it happens just 2 months after my PhD registration at UKM. Before this, when we were in Terengganu, I did refer him to a hospital, Kuala Terengganu, because I noticed he always knocked on his head, bang to the sliding doors, you know, and he even broke our windscreen, our car windscreen. So I feel like I should protect his head. So I went to see the doctor, but they yet to give me some diagnosis because they said they need to refer for maybe 2-3 times. And I got my scholarship to do PhD in food science and nutrition.
Mm-hmm. How old was your son at this?
That time he was 2.5.
He was 2.5, all right. Yeah. Carry on.
So, after 2 months of my registration, I did refer him to HUKM that time because, as according to them, after a series of diagnostic process, maybe. So, they said, I'm sorry, Puan, I'm sorry to say that your son is actually having an autistic figure of autism problem and also ADHD. I didn't know what was autism, what was ADHD. Before, I couldn't be bothered because my first daughter is normal. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it really a challenge to know.
Right. And this is Iman you're talking about, right?
I'm talking about Iman. Yeah.
Who is the autistic
Muhammad
child?
Tajul Iman. He's 8 years old now.
Okay. Yeah. How did you learn to accept the fact that he was autism? Did you start to read or did you start to find out more about the condition?
It's actually, to be frank with you, I should say thank to my husband because he's the only one who made me trying to accept my son as what he is. If I were to tell you 5 years ago, I was like crazy. I don't even bother to learn to accept my son's condition. Am I right to say that? Because only after that, I surf the internet. I go and get some people. I go mostly from, I Google. Mostly I Google because that time I just registered my PhD, so I'm more to literature review and all that. So besides doing literature review on obesity, I do also on autism.
Okay. And for the 5 years, what did you do? Is it because you didn't want to know that you didn't do anything or were you finding it difficult to accept that, you know, he was autistic?
Yeah, I find it difficult. And at the same time, I think that it was not at the proper time, at the right time, you know, because I was just about to start my engine for my PhD, which is actually my DCA, definite chief aim as academician, that I should get my PhD. And at the same time, when he was diagnosed, I couldn't take him as what he is, you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, sometimes I used to punish him, many things. To me, I was maybe most sinful mother that time. Because he is having this kind of repetitive behavior that I can't stand. I've been teaching food safety for 15 years at UITM. And my own child is playing with his own stools. Can you just imagine? How can I take it? Only after 3 years, then I start to look into his problem. I'm happy to have a very good husband to give me all the support all the way through.
Mm-hmm. How does that sort of affect your family life? I mean, did it affect your family life?
Of course, it affects us so much. As I told you much earlier, my son is sometimes, I see him as causing problem to other siblings because his sibling is much younger. He is only having one elder sister. She is also very stressful. Our major constraint is we can't sleep well every night. Average time for us to sleep is around 2 or 3 hours only. And it is not just causing me and my husband, but the rest of the family. Mm-hmm. His younger brother, that time, was a baby, you know. And the worst part, 2 months after my registration, he was diagnosed. Yes, I did tell you. After 2 months of diagnosis, I was conceived for my last son.
Right.
That time, my third one was just 5 months old. So at the time, I was like, that one was my third cesarean section. So I was not emotionally stable that time.
How did you get through it?
I think, like I told you, the first effect was I grew up from my 85 kilos to 100 kilos in just 1 year. Because to me, is that time I couldn't be bothered to see a doctor or whatever. What I have in mind is how can I cope with my study, mm-hmm. with this kind of children, yeah, with this kind of child, with me in my house, you know? Mm-hmm. It affect my husband, even got a high blood pressure. Started from this problem, which is lack of sleeping time. Mm-hmm. Because science tell every adult should spend around 6 hours. I think it's a minimum for us to be healthy. And I really sacrificed my health. My diabetic even get worse. I got anxiety disorder. What else? Asthma problem. You know why? Because...
the stress.
Stress. And when he can't sleep, I used to cry almost every night. So that makes me even worse.
How did you get over it? How did you learn to accept Iman?
I learned to accept after my husband keep on telling, you must be ready. We are chosen. Please go back to God. Then, God is actually helping me. Last time, I blamed the God because I said, is God punishing me now? My husband said, no, we are chosen, so be prepared for this. So, I am telling you, I learned to accept through my experience, my health condition. I'm thinking at one night, I said, until when am I going to be like this? With this obesity problem.
Obesity.
Obesity. I was 108. It was last year, 108. Still last year. I think started from January this year. Maybe my husband and I do listen more to IKIM radio station.
Oh, I'm disappointed. No, I'm just joking.
Because I do know that you,
I do
you know,
know
about this station?
Yes, yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. Sometimes yeah. I listen to them too. Because they have some programs in English.
Programs in English, and it teaches me how to redha, you know, as a Muslim. Then I take it as what he is now. Mm-hmm. And the most important thing, I managed to reduce my weight.
Yes.
Now I'm back to my 85 kilos.
Right. What do you think when you decided that you were going to make a make a change?
Yeah.
What did you start doing? I mean, you started listening to the radio. You started having more faith in God. What else did you do?
I have more time for myself because I came to know about a book from Jamilah Samian. You must have a time, a wow moment for yourself. Can you just imagine a 40-year-old lady went to Alamanda to watch the movie? I didn't even watch movies since I was young.
By yourself?
By myself.
Good for you.
Good for me. That's what I'm telling you.
Yes, every woman should do that once in a while.
Yeah, we should find time for
Okay. All right. So did you put Iman through some special program or what did you do from there?
Okay, as I told you, I came to know about the autism lab at UKM under Dr. Hasna Toran. But before that, prior to that, when he was 6 years old, as usual, I do need to approach the government school to get this special education program. Mm-hmm. So I was so disappointed at that time when my son was rejected. They put down two reasons. The first, your son cannot carry himself very well, cannot manage himself. Second one is no availability to learn, or something like tiada ketersediaan untuk belajar. That letter I got from PPD Hulu Langat.
He's not ready to learn.
He's not ready to learn. I don't know. I can't get the point that time. Now I understand. When they give my son a pair of scissors, he couldn't even hold the scissors. It shows that he's not ready for anything.
Mm-hmm. Laila, I'm just curious, from 2.5 till 6 years old, what did he do?
What did he do? He spent his time with me at home. You know what happened to me? I have a few mates ran away from my house. Few mates abusing my son. I think that's the reason why until now I'm yet to complete my PhD in food science. How am I able to finish my PhD? Now, my son comes to me as a priority. Because I always talk to my husband, why is it like that for 4, 5 years ago? It's because of my major aim was PhD. When it comes to the year 2011, it takes me 5 years to get through. Then maybe God is saying something that I have to reshuffle back my definite shift aim as according to Shankar.
Shankar Santiram.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of BFM.
Yeah, of course. Right. So my DCA now is my family. Then come my PhD. Yeah. I'm yet to say no to my PhD, but I will climbing up the Everest Hill even though I'm like a stupid baby. I don't mind.
If you're a snail,
yeah,
you will
I
make it
mind.
There. Slowly but surely.
Slowly but surely, yeah.
Coming up, we'll find out more about caring for a child with autism on the Bigger Picture BFM 89.9.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is The Bigger Picture and I'm Meera Sifasuthi. In the studio with me, Nurlaila Mattahir. She's a blogger and she's also a mummy to an autistic child. His name is Iman. And we're finding out more about the role of a caregiver and how Laila sort of found out about this diagnosis and has, you know, come up this far now. I mean, Iman is 8 years old. Now, Laila, just forcing a person with autism into the real world doesn't really work. Yeah. Instead, the first step is trying to understand his perspective a little better. So how did you get into his world? How did you understand what the world that he is in?
Okay, of course, to understand his world is, of course, through reading, through referring to pediatricians, you know. Even to Dr. Hasna Toran is the best friend of mine now because she's running the autism lab at UKM. But to me, I'm not actually putting myself into his world at the first place. What I'm doing now is I'm trying to get him to my real world because I think if caregivers like us going into their world, it will never solve the problem. So in order to be in his world, I make him see what is the normal world like. And I'm doing this kind of therapies because I do learn from the internet there are so many types of behavioral model, ABA, Miller method and all that, floor time.
That's right.
That's what I'm doing. So to me is, of course, I don't want to be in his world, but I still have to know what is it in his world.
To understand.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to spend more time with him.
Okay, so you sort of combine a couple of those methods.
Yeah, I combine.
What does he do at the autism lab at UKM? How long does he spend there? You know, what does he do?
Oh, I'm so happy, alhamdulillah, thanks to God, because that is the only place where I can put my son from 8 to 5. Because I'm, as a lecturer, I'm still working. I have to travel every day from Wangi to Shah Alam. It's because my son is attached to UKM. As I told you much earlier, he was rejected from school. I got no place to put him. Thanks God, alhamdulillah, I have a place for him now.
But what does he do there?
He is having this therapy because it is not like a kindergarten, no, but it is more like a research place. That is why they call it as
a lab.
So there are around 16 students, so there are around 10 master's students and even philosophy doctor students, PhD doctors. So they are doing research. I don't mind my son to be one of the samples, but it do help the researchers. So to me is there is a give and take. I give them samples. They are going to give me some outcome of their research. So now I learn many things from them.
Right. How long has he been there?
I sent him somewhere around March 2009.
Okay, so it's almost what coming up? It's 2 years.
2 years
now.
Yeah.
Have you seen any changes in him?
Of course, so many improvement in his behavior. Last time, if I used to have broken windscreen, maybe 1 month, 2 times. Now, yeah, still I got once a while, but he seems to be having more eye contact, more focus. He can even formulate words to make sentence. It
Brilliant.
Comes to 2 words already.
Right.
For example, in Malay, nak nasi. So I really appreciate what UKM is doing to me now.
So as a caregiver, would you say that it is very important to sort of have different approaches? Would you say
of course.
Everyone should have the same approach to
I
an autistic child?
So. No, I don't think so. You know why? Last time when I listened to TV, they said acupuncture can also work on this kind of problem. But I don't dare to go for acupuncture treatment. Why is it so? Besides autism, my son is also a hyperactive child. I'm afraid. I cannot imagine what if the needles is going to be put on him. So we will have problem. So I turn to another type of medication where we used to massage. They call it as nerve treatment. So I came to know about this lady at Felda Gedangsa, Berang. It was so far away from Bangi. We spent 1 year with this lady. She massaged my boy. That time Iman was 3 to 4 years old. And yeah, he was not that hyperactive. But still, as I said earlier, it's not easy. It's not a fortnight time. So I do have to spend more time
with him.
So I don't actually believe in one approach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to more. Whenever people say it works, even if they say this kind of supplement, you know, food supplement is good for him, I'll be giving. But my son is having a very sensitive sensory problem. When I want to introduce any type of supplement, food supplement, he will reject.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the major reason why I still fail to introduce any supplement to him.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you cope socially, Laila? I mean, neighbors, friends, you know, how do you cope? Do you feel you have been shunned because you have a child who's autistic? And
at one time, sometimes, I think 3 years ago, I feel like not going to get along with these neighbors. You know why? Because when neighbors keep on complaining about your son, as a mother, I know that my son will contribute to, you know, will disturb maybe their sleeping time at night, you know. Even we in the family, we just manage to have 2 or 3 hours a night. We can take it because we are families. For friends, I don't think it's a problem because most of my friends, they are educated person. They can think Iman as what he is. But when it comes to public, Malaysia is yet to have to increase awareness in terms of autism. I believe some of us out there, they don't know what is autism.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at the bank last time, yes, I put him 5-4 years at home because I didn't want people to see my son even because people will be so irritating. It will be so irritating to other people. For example, as I said earlier, I went to a bank and suddenly he lie down on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And the guard was so angry because the figure is normal.
Yeah. So they just think it's bad behavior.
Yeah. Mm. Because autism is not like Down syndrome where you can notice from the appearance. So that is why.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after 5 years with this autism lab, with the knowledge that I have, now I start bringing him to the society. And I think it works.
Okay. So you take him out.
Take him out, yeah.
So how do you keep things under control? How do you, when you know, people stare, what do you do? What do you do?
Okay. Of course, I will tell them. I say, I'm sorry. My son is a special boy. He's an autistic. Some of them, yeah, they acknowledge some of them. I came to a case where this lady was so angry. But I can't blame her because she doesn't know what is autism, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot put the blame. That's why I said to you much earlier, something should be done in order to increase public awareness. Because as parents, I'm telling you, not all of us are educated parents, you know. Some of us are come from kampung. Did you ever watch Edisi Siasat and TV7? Some of the kampung boy, autism children, autism boys, they were like putting in a cage because the parents cannot stand. And the neighborhood area is not that safe for them. Because when they did something, maybe other boys will try to even
harm them,
yeah, mm-hmm. because of their situation. Because as I said earlier, they are seen as a normal person
mm-hmm.
with no kind of symptoms.
Physical appearance,
yeah.
Okay. Caring for Iman, of course, can be mentally and physically exhausting,
yeah,
Laila.
Yeah.
And there is growing evidence that disturbances in sleep and sleep orders play a role in the morbidity of chronic conditions. Now, what's your advice or what have you done to ensure that you have enough sleep?
Well, like what my husband said to me, you don't go by science. Of course, science said 6 hours is an optimum time for us. But we still have God. So he was formerly a teacher. So he highlighted to me these 4 elements in life. which is the physical, emotional, spiritual and intellectual. So it comes as in Malay, jari, jasmani, emosi, rohani and intellect, which is one of the philosophy of education.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking it from him. So to me is, we must have this golden quality for caregivers in order to make sure that we can fine-tune, for example, sleeping time, for example. If I can't make it at night, maybe from 1 to 2 p.m. during my lunch hour, I do spend time. Even though I have to sit down on my chair, I still have to get a nap. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about your children, the other siblings?
The other siblings, what I have to do now is to tell them, to educate the other siblings, because they're still young. I can't blame if they can't think their brother's condition.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, I receive complaints. The youngest one said, how come Iman is trying to grab my toys? I said, thanks God. God is giving me the strength. I explained to my youngest son. I said, Ade, he can't think like you think. And it makes sense to him.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, caregivers like us must have knowledge, must be able to tell other family members, and at the same time, must always go back to God.
Okay.
Because he knows that you can take it.
Sure. What are some of the pleasures that you get from caring for Iman, Laila?
Oh, before I answer this question, you know, I have another 1 point for the last question, which to cope with him, for example, sleeping time. The other one is, I came to know about a supplement which is very good, that I can have enough energy, or I can even reduce my weight, thanks God.
Mm-hmm.
Because I believe as caregivers, beside education, you must have a good health. If you happen to log onto my blog, imanspecialboy.blogspot.com, I have a column, Parents, Health and Education. Because to me, those who are coming to my blog will benefit it. Because to me, it's not just knowledge, but also health.
Health,
yeah.
Of course. If you're not healthy, how do you care for him? Yeah?
And to answer your question,
mm-hmm.
after 5 years, as I told you, I start to get to know him very well. I start to love him even. Now I see that I'm now a good mother, able to love my son, because it is an unconditional love to me. Even my relationship with my husband is even better now. In 1 year, after I managed to come up with a good health, you know, my husband is very close to me. Years back when I was married to him, I always complained he was not romantic at all. Now he always hugging me, kissing me, you know, trying to pamper my head, something like that. I feel like I'm so happy now. Besides having a good husband, I'm having a very motivated kid.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all my kids are now very happy with their life. They can take Iman as what he is. I think this is through socialize with the Autistic Lab UKM parents, you know. We do have to have a group of people with the same condition, so we know each other. So to me, my pleasure is first my relationship with my husband, with other family members, and also my bond to God. Because when Islam, you know, as a Muslim, when you say taqwa, is having a close relationship with your God.
Mm-hmm.
Now I get it only after my son had this problem.
Right. So it sort of brought about
a lot
of enlightenment, for you and for the whole family.
I was not a good person before.
I don't think you're a bad person, Laila. I think it's just that, you know, sometimes finding the answers, coming to terms with such things is not an easy thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you a bad person. It's just enlightenment.
Even better, making me a better person now.
Yes, of course. Things happen for a good reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are there support groups that you would recommend for parents, caregivers?
Yeah, of course. Malaysia, I think we increase awareness, because before we just have NASOM, the National Autism Society of Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Now coming up with REACH, the Resource and Education for Autistic Children. Even when you Google, you know, the internet, that. You can see Autism Link Malaysia also. We have Malaysia Autism News. I go to every each and single society. And last but not least, Persatuan Kebangsaan Autism Malaysia, Bandar Puteri Kelang. So to me, it's, I remembered last time, through BFM also, I listened to Bill Gates' leadership style. As according to Bill Gates, we must love the technology. So now we have Facebook. I have more friends in Autism Malaysia. So to me is, those are all the support group. I know Jabatan Kebajikan Masyarakat, you know, the ministry, have
the welfare department.
Yeah, the welfare department have given us all the best. But to me, we still need more support group, especially NGOs, because the government cannot cater each and every single needs of the public, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Hari Raya is around the corner. What are your hopes for this Hari Raya?
My hope is, of course, the safety. I mean, my sons. My son must be safe enough at the hometown, yeah, in the hometown. Because this Raya, we are going to celebrate in Dungun at my husband's place. So I hope everybody will be able to take him as what he is. You know, I know that people will need some time to get to know him. But I really need support from people out there. Because you can't say any single complaints or comments if you don't know what is actually their world. Mm-hmm. So to me, my takeaway message is, please give us a support. Like me, I'm telling you, I'm not seeking for support, but also giving my support to other caregivers. That's why I come up with my own blog. If you log on to imanspecialblog.blogspot.com, you will find that I have a diary there in my blog. I have few pictures of our family. And I was even, last time, you know, when I was in the midst of the night, I got a call from Penang. From a lady. She cried over the phone. She said, after reading my blog, she feels so, maybe she released tension, you know. She was so stressful. She didn't even take a single meal that day. And only after reading my blog, and my story was on air in Classic National, mm-hmm, on 12th of July. So she said, my story there will help other people to feel better. So to me, it's not just seeking for support group, but also as caregivers out there, we must tell other people, we must tell not to complain, but to help other people.
Thank you very much for joining us today. And Selamat Hari Raya Aidilfitri.
Thank you, Mira. And thank you for having me today.
Nurlaila Mat Tahir, a blogger, talking to us about caring for a child with autism on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station.